We're about to take communion. Communion is for the Lord's people. If your faith is resting on nothing else but Jesus' blood and his righteousness, then you ought to take communion. Communion is a sober thing. It's a serious thing. It's a time when we remember the night in which our Lord was betrayed, and the night in which he was murdered, and the night in which he laid down his own life for his people. But communion is also a time when we not only look back to the time when the Lord gave his life, but we look forward to a time when we will meet him again. When we look forward to a time when we will drink this cup, not in sadness and sorrow, remembering the day that our Lord died, but in happiness, in unmitigated, in pure, unadulterated joy and celebration that we are with him again. When he instituted the supper, he said to his disciples, "I won't drink this cup again until I am with you in glory." While we are taking bread and wine here, the Lord does not take wine. The Lord is waiting for when we are there with him, and when we can drink with him a cup of celebration that all things have been completed and everything has been made new. And that dual aspect of both the somberness, the seriousness of communion with our Lord, it is, and on the other side, a celebration and the happiness that comes because of the atonement is captured for us in Isaiah 53. So we'll read part of it now and part of it at the end. Isaiah 53 says this: "He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, and yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin." On the night in which our Lord was betrayed, he took bread, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Take it, eat it, all of you." Jesus said, "This is the cup of the new covenant, which is shed for thee. For as long as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." "He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, but he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Saviour, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.